You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Right now, we've got a trending report, so we keep you in the know about what's going on. You may or may not have seen the photos of the cute little bear that was running around Lone Tree just a few blocks from the radio station. Colorado Parks and Wildlife officials were finally called out. They had to fetch the bear that had climbed a tree next to the Nordstrom at Park Meadows Mall.
It's a bougie bear.
The bear and I both like to get our jeans there. Officials were able to tranquilize the little guy.
Aww.
And they relocated him out of town to what they call a more bear-appropriate area.
To a Ross.
Right. Oh, that's funny to me. You don't hear this very often. A town in Colorado, right here in the metro area, sued itself. City of Inglewood sued itself. Hi, I, Inglewood, sue you, Inglewood. It's all about trying to get some things on the November ballot that are not supported by the city charter. So they wanted to go around the city charter. And in order to do that, they had to sue themselves.
Oh,
and they
God.
Won. Or did they lose? Or did they? I don't know. The stuff's going on the ballot. Okay, so I guess somebody won. It's just crazy.
How weird.
This is really interesting. I was watching a video this morning. I put it in the Mindbender Club mailer today, too, so people can check it out. But it's what they call it, the world's largest 3D printed neighborhood. It's down in Texas. So far, they've got more than 100 homes. And Jeremy, it's this giant robot thing that is spitting out these concrete-like walls. And like curved, so it's not like a box. It's really kind of pretty looking. They say it requires fewer workers, it's less expensive, they can build them much, much faster, and this is important, it minimizes construction material waste.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And they're quite sturdy, so if you could check it out, I mean, I don't know, we'll all probably. The whole thing with 3D printed stuff is mind-blowing where that's going.
Yeah.
And it's everything from the walls of a house to the food you eat.
Meat. Printed meat.
So I find all of that really, really interesting. Today is National Radio Day. What do we do with that?
What do I do today?
Pat ourselves on the back. Hey, we're in radio.
Oh,
go
that
radio.
That happens every day, though.
Go radio. Hooray.
Yay.
Thank you to Nikola Tesla and Guglielmo Marconi for making it all happen. I have to laugh about this. A few years ago, when the OK Boomer little phase started, I owned it. I went out and got a hoodie that says OK Boomer.
I just
wore it. I wore the hoodie and I wore the tag. But it's been kind of funny watching this battle going on, not between boomers and Gen X, Jeremy, your generation, but between boomers and millennials, and taking shots at each other. Well, now there's an online thread that's pretty funny where they're trying to point out, what are the things that boomers and millennials actually agree on? And some of the stuff, let me share with you some of the things that people pointed out. For one thing, new car headlights are too bright. Have you noticed that?
Some of them are.
Yeah, some of them are just, you're like,
Some powerful LEDs, man.
Social media was better when it only showed you content from friends and the pages you followed.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is getting more and more challenging to sift through everything on social media to get to the stuff you want to see. They agree on this. I'm not instantly available at any waking moment just because it's technically possible for you to send me a message.
I just had a guy in the hall say, why didn't you reply to my message last night at 11 o'clock? I was like, I was in bed, dude.
Dude.
Why didn't you reply back?
And then the one that made me laugh the most, what boomers and millennials agree on, the way that Gen Z makes hearts with their hands is deeply unsettling. Here, Jeremy, I'll do it to you.
You're like Tay Tay right now. Oh, my God. Thank you.
makes me laugh. What else is trending?
I would make a little heart for this. It's National Bacon Lovers Day.
I want bacon, bacon, bacon.
I still like bacon so much. It's so bad for you. It's like constantly on the list of things you should not eat, but I don't have it a lot. And like the real stuff. Straight out the pig, Dom. Not that turkey crap. Straight out the pig. Give me some of that.
I want bacon, bacon, bacon.
So go out today and have yourself a BLT. All right, be thinking about who is the main character in your household. Close your eyes and think really, really hard. Who's the main character? Well, according to this survey, your dog is. Dogs are stealing the show in some households. They surveyed some 2,000 people and found that they were treated just as children in the household. And almost 80% of dog parents think their pup is the main character of the family. They'd rather go to their dog than anyone else after a stressful day. Even their partner, Dom. Give me that little tummy to rub.
I mean, we have it with the cat, so maybe it's just pets in general. But Niles is the star of the house.
He's like kind of a big deal.
There's no
guy's little dressing room.
And I don't know if Goldie Fawn is in your house.
No, hell no. Well, at least
you,
not for me. Not for me.
Jeremy is the star.
If it's my wife and kids doing this survey, it's the dog all day long.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's the dog. Almost 60% of dog parents say that their dog is allowed to lick them right in the face. Give me some of them tongue kisses.
People who let their dog's tongue go in their mouth and enjoy it.
They love it. And going back a step, no, it would definitely not be me. It would be Nick Nack. Nick Nack would be the human main character in the house. She rules the roost, my friend. Speaking of the Z-ers, a new movement has positive health benefits out there. It's called Sober Curious. Hey, guys, I'm so sober curious right now. There's a story published in the Journal of the American Medical Association found that Z-ers aren't drinking anymore. They're just staying away from alcohol. They don't want it. They know it's bad for you. And they say the abundance of alcohol-free alternatives out there have become much more accessible and affordable. They're drinking the virgin daiquiris, the virgin margs.
I will tell you that since Gretch stopped drinking, she has gone to the mocktails. And she will instantly tell you that they have been way more entertaining, better tasting, and more interesting to her.
And you don't have to feel like
any
crap.
Cocktail she ever had.
Depends on how much sugar is in them, whether or not you feel crappy the next day. But
you're right. They're probably not very good for you. But, you know, this is an interesting story. You got to wonder what it's going to do economy-wise, let's say in 20 years.
Right.
If this trend continues. Because how much of our economy is built around alcohol?
So much.
Hell, watch a sporting event.
Stadiums are named after them, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, as of right now, I'm sure there's older people making up for the deficit. If the Z-ers aren't drinking, neighbors across the street are making up for it. But yeah, I know. Anyway, it's called Sober Curious. Hey, this story's right up my alley. An extremely rare Star Wars Boba Fett figure has sold at auction. $1,342,000. It is one of three in existence that is like top-notch quality of a prototype that was made back in 79, and some dude had it, and he's like, it's time to unload my Boba Fett.
It's what do you think it's been for these 40-something years?
I don't know. I saw the picture of it. It's in like this case that's completely molded around the action figure. It looks bulletproof and everything. And I don't know. Somebody's kept it really nice in a drawer somewhere. Let's see. Who cares about Michael Keaton? Flava Flav took out the U.S. women's water polo team to Las Vegas over the weekend, it looks like. He just wanted to congratulate him for trying so hard during the Olympics. He gave him the VIP treatment at the Resorts World hotel there in Las Vegas, and it's so funny to see little Flava Flav dancing around and acting like an idiot with these with the polo team. That's awfully nice of him, though.
Didn't he support them during the games? Like, didn't he pay for a bunch of stuff
know.
For the
he
polo team?
Have.
There was an Olympic team from the U.S. that Flava Flav basically sponsored. It's got to be them.
Could have been. They didn't get any medals or anything, from what I understand. So he took them out for a night on a town and some Red Lobster, probably. It's just so funny that this guy is still somewhat relevant all these years.
He's popping
you know?
Up in the news a lot, isn't
he? He really is.
The Red Lobster thing you mentioned, the Olympics thing. He's around
with his big old clock still. It's still a thing. Here's another guy making the rounds, Post Malone's in Nashville, and he's like hitting every little bar out there, promoting his new album and singing songs at all these little honky-tonks out there. I do love that he went and sang George Jones's classic, I'm a One-Woman Man, and a rendition of Hank Williams' My Bucket's Got a Hole in It.
That's
for
country
a small
right there.
Crowd in Nashville. I've never heard my bucket's got a hole in it. I'm going to have to look that up during one of our commercial
breaks.
You're
only listening to all that newfangled garbage.
My bucket's got a hole in it. Hey, this is bad news for my mother-in-law. Watching TV excessively can increase your risk of dementia. A recent study says that people who watched more than 5 hours of TV a day had almost a 50% higher risk of developing dementia and higher stroke rates and higher Parkinson's disease rates as well.
That's a lot of TV.
That's a lot of TV every day, isn't it?
35 hours of television a week?
They say you should have no more than 3 hours to a day.
That's
they
said a lot.
That's the best for brain health, but I think that's a lot too.
Although, I will admit, there have been times getting into something, you know, that you're binging that you just kind of lose control on a Saturday. And
I'm watching The Righteous Gemstones right now on Max, and I can't get enough of it. It is so damn good.
Do I need
John Goodman's
that?
In it, and I adore him. I adore him. Yeah, The Righteous Gemstones.
I
think you would like it. Maybe.
I'm making a note.
It's a drama. It's one of those drama comedies. It's a drama, but there's a lot of comedy within it.
Well, that's right up John Goodman's alley.
An excessive amount of male genitalia. I will give you that forewarning and cussing, so do not watch it with your children.
Why all the male genitalia?
I don't know. There's so much pee-pee ding-ding in this show. I'm like, oh, God, not again. I don't need to look at that.
Are those the righteous gemstones we're talking about?
God, I don't even see all... You know, I've noticed that on a few shows that I've watched lately that the abundance of the male genitalia is a thing now. I don't know if it's like a shock factor or what, but
it's getting back at all those years where women were exploited.
I think so. I thought about that. I was like, I guess dudes are getting equal time now. So, Righteous Gemstones, check it out.
Clickbait.
Make your way to our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. There's this dude named David Rush who officially holds the most Guinness World Records of anybody out there. 181 records. His latest was the most vinyl records smashed in 30 seconds, and he did it. 55 of them, if you're dying to know. Anyway, this guy's a wackadoo. Check out the video on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.